BIENFAIT, for the first time since 2019, the Beanfey Lions Community Theatre will be taking to the stage and entertaining an audience. Dinner theatre performances of Those Crazy Ladies in the House on the Corner will happen on November 24 and 25 at the Beanfey Weldon School Gymnasium. Cocktails will be served starting at 6 p.m., followed by a roast beef and ham supper, prepared by local volunteers. At 7 p.m. the two-act show starts after supper each night. Shelley Carroll, who is the organizer of the production and a 20-year Beanfey Lions Club member, said preparations are coming along well. Actors have been at the school twice a week to get ready for the show. Rehearsals are happening nightly. Four women and four men are part of the cast. Anybody that's gone to the theater before will recognize lots of faces, but there are a few new ones as well, said Carroll. Unfortunately, we had a couple that retired from acting, so we're bringing up some new ones. Carroll pointed out that production requires a lot of people behind the scenes. The director and the prompter are volunteers. Others work on sound and lights. People help out by preparing and serving the dinner. Carroll said she has been to a number of the rehearsals and expects it will be a very funny show. There are three elderly sisters who always want to talk at the same time. A doctor moves a nurse into the house, and the newcomer has the sisters planning parties, pulling pranks and jogging around town. When their nephew shows up with plans to sell the house, things get complicated again, especially with Christmas around the corner, said Carroll, who described it as a heartwarming piece filled with one-liners. The event is the primary fundraiser of the year for the Beanfey Lions Club. We had to bring it back, said Carroll. It's a great fundraiser for the whole town. All of the facilities and groups will get money from it. The town swimming pool, hockey arena and curling rink will benefit, as will the Beanfey branch of the Royal Canadian Legion, Beanfey Minor Hockey and other organizations. The theatre is held in memory of Dwight Thompson, who brought it to the community many years ago and was a fixture in the production. Ticket sales have been going well, she said. Approximately 140 to 150 tickets have been purchased for each show, and the capacity is about 200 people. A couple of businesses will have their Christmas party at the theatre.